I am the poet who serves as the voice of the voiceless. My pen is going insane as it melts through my paper with so much pain birthed from this mess. A mess draining the courage and dignified soul of Nkrumah's Ghana. A country known with a beautiful culture of trust, dignity and honesty, now deprived of sovereignty and prosperity generated from dishonesty. I speak not from a political divinity, but through the ancestral mouthpiece of my poetic right to defend the good image of my motherland. This is a country whose strength has become fragile in the hands of my generation's crop of leaders. Why must they or we allow a country that was told to be fixed, broken and scattered beyond repairs like a broken glass? I wonder if they were voted to sacrifice for our well-being or to sacrifice for their own stomachs. When I see young and energetic citizens chasing politicians and willing to die for their victory and unity, I can't help but frown at their blind stupidity. During elections, we hear all manner of flimsy and empty promises just to gain power, only to harvest our votes into power to become thorns in our flesh. Joining us in so much hardship emanating from a high cost of living. Even in the 21st century, we still can't close the chapter of providing potable drinking water, improving sanitation, providing adequate schools and hospitals, and improving the availability of electricity. Rather, all we experience is doomsday, which has colonized our homes, businesses, and hospitals. Fuel prices on the rise, commodities at a shooting price, and the mother of it all is corruption at the helm of governance. So I ask this question to our leaders. Where lies your umbrella that promised to shield us from shame? Where lies the Ghana Beyond Aid that promised to transform our nation to become prosperous? No wonder they say when the root of a tree begins to decay, it spreads death to its branches. That is not to say nothing good comes from their governance, but the bad in them destroys the good. Don't try to associate this peace to a party of your choice, because these are problems that we have experienced from ages to date. Yet we are locked up in our brains and blinded in our sight to realize that this goes beyond those parties but ourselves. We yearn for a change only when it goes against our opponents, but not because it is in the interest of our dear nation. So if we seek a fix for this country, then we should be ready to fix our conscience, never to shy from demanding accountability, whether it favors our parties or not. But let me caution our leaders once more that competency lies not in your deceitful words, but in your action. So we demand not just a quick fix, but a proper one for our dear nation. I hope my words are plain for your comprehension.